2. End of the macrocosm. As the created form of the individual must dissolve, so that of the universe also.
When it is known that after the lapse of 100,000 years, the cycle is to be renewed, the gods, called Lokabuhas, inhabitants of a heaven of sensual pleasure, wander about through the world with hair let down and flying in the wind, weeping and wiping away their tears with their hands, and with their clothes red and in great disorder. And thus they make announcement. Sirs, after the lapse of 100,000 years, the cycle is to be renewed. This world will be destroyed. Also, the mighty ocean will dry up, and this broad earth, and Sumeru, the monarch of the mountains, will be burnt up and destroyed. Up to the Brahma world will the destruction of the world extend. Therefore, sirs, cultivate friendliness, cultivate compassion, joy, and indifference. Wait on your mothers, wait on your fathers, and honor your elders among your kinsfolk. This is called the cyclic uproar.
The Mayan version of the world end is represented in an illustration covering the last page of the Dresden Codex. This ancient manuscript records the cycles of the planets and from those deduces calculations of vast cosmic cycles. The serpent numbers which appear toward the close of the text, so-called because of the appearance in them of a serpent symbol, represent world periods of some 34,000 years, 12.5 million days, and these are recorded again and again.
In these well-nigh inconceivable periods, all the smaller units may be regarded as coming at last to a more or less exact close. What matter a few score years one way or the other in this virtual eternity? Finally, on the last page of the manuscript is depicted the destruction of the world, for which the highest numbers have paved the way. Here we see the rain serpent, stretching across the sky, belching forth torrents of water. Great streams of water gush from the sun and moon. The old goddess, she of the tiger claws and forbidding aspect, the malevolent patroness of floods and cloudbursts, overturns the bowl of the heavenly waters. The crossbones, dread symbol of death, decorate her skirt, and a writhing snake crowns her head. Below, with downward pointed spear, symbolic of the universal destruction, the black god stalks abroad, a screeching owl raging on his fearsome head. Here, indeed, is portrayed with graphic touch the final all-engulfing cataclysm.
One of the strongest representations appears in the poetic Edda of the ancient Vikings. Othon Votan, the chief of the gods, has asked to know what will be the doom of himself and his pantheon, and the wise woman, a personification of the world mother herself, destiny articulate, lets him hear.
Brothers shall fight and fell each other, and sisters' sons shall kinship stain. Hard is it on earth, with mighty whoredom, axe time, sword time, shields are sundered, wind time, wolf time, ere the world falls, nor ever shall men each other spare.
In the land of the giants, Jotunheim, a fair red rooster shall crow. In Valhalla, the rooster Golden Comb, a rust-red bird in hell. The dog Garm at the cliff cave, the entrance to the world of the dead, shall open his great jaws and howl. The earth shall tremble, the crags and trees be torn asunder, the sea gush forth upon the land. The fetters of those monsters who were chained back in the beginning shall all burst. Fenris wolf shall run free and advance with lower jaw against the earth, upper against the heavens. He would gape yet more if there were room for it. Fires shall blaze from his eyes and nostrils. The world-enveloping serpent of the cosmic ocean shall rise in giant wrath and advance beside the wolf upon the land, blowing venom, so that it shall sprinkle all the air and water. Naglfar shall be loosed, the ship made of dead men's nails, and this shall be the transport of the giants. Another ship shall sail with the inhabitants of hell, and the people of fire shall advance from the south. When the watchmen of the gods shall blow the shrieking horn, the warrior sons of Othin will be summoned to the final battle. From all quarters, the gods, giants, demons, dwarfs, and elves will be riding for the field. The world ash, Yggdrasil, will tremble, and nothing then be without fear in heaven and earth. Othin shall advance against the wolf, Thor against the serpent, Tyr against the dog, the worst monster of all, and Freyr against Surt, the man of flame. Thor shall slay the serpent, stride 10 paces from that spot, and because of the venom blown, fall dead to the earth. Othin shall be swallowed by the wolf, and thereafter Vidar, setting 1 foot upon the lower jaw, shall take the upper jaw of the wolf in his hand, and tear asunder the gullet. Loki shall slay Heimdallr and be slain by him. Surt shall cast fire over the earth and burn all the world.
The sun turns black. Earth sinks in the sea. The hot stars down from heaven are whirled. Fierce grows the steam and the life-feeding flame till fire leaps high about heaven itself. Now Garm howls loud before Gnipa Hetlir. The fetters will burst and the wolf run free. Much do I know, and more can see, of the fate of the gods, the mighty in fight.
This vision of apocalypse comes to us from the Gospel according to Matthew.
And as Jesus sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed, that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars, and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs, and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only.